in the community notices earlier, I mentioned that Reuven Garber is live in concert on Monday, the 11th of August at 7:30. That's next Monday at the base, 32 Sunny Road, Glen Hazel. And you can go to the website, transformyouremunah.com, one word, transformyouremunah.com for more information. But right now, we are extremely grateful that Reuven Garber is joining us online as the founder of Transform Your Emunah. He's an author and inspirational musician, and his voice and soul have a mission to inspire, uplift, and deepen our connection with faith. Reuven, thank you so much for joining us. What was the spark that led you to create Transform Your Emunah, and how has your own journey with Emunah evolved over time?
What's up, Paula? Thank you for such an incredibly warm introduction. This is really special, just speaking to my hometown. I'm really excited to come back and just spend time together with everybody, please God, and especially through such a holy endeavor. So yes, very briefly, just to give you a brief introduction, people know me more from the music scene. For many years, that's the scene that I've been on, and always my dream with music. Can you hear me still? Somebody's calling now.
No, we can hear you fine. Please continue.
Okay, fantastic. So my dream always with music from the beginning was always to really, it should lead somewhere. It's not just about entertainment. Of course, entertainment in life is important, but we shouldn't just get distracted, you know, from the important things in life. My dream from the beginning was really to bring it all to one and the same thing, all about what is the purpose of life. Like, that is really the deepest question. And the truth is, you ask, how did I get into it myself? You know, everyone has a story to their life. My story, I went through a certain period in my life that was challenging, and I got a certain illness. And at that period, I just started questioning a lot of things. Just, you know, sometimes it hits a person like, you know, at some point my life is going to end. And you just start asking the really core, important questions, like, what am I doing alive? What is the purpose of my life? And really just exploring these questions, but really deeply. And, you know, just really trying our best to get to the bottom of these questions. So that really led me to this journey of Emunah. Obviously, it's a big, it's a difficult thing to summarize fully on one foot, but as best as we can. Hopefully, if people are interested, we just had the privilege now to come out with a book. It's called Transform Your Emunah in just 60 seconds a day.
Even you are and starting to break up. If I can ask you the next question.
Sure.
But if I can carry on and ask you, and just for the listeners who might not have heard your introduction, I'm talking with Reuven Garber, the founder of Transform Your Emunah. He's an author and author and inspirational musician. Reuven, the blend of Torah, storytelling, and music is, of course, central to your message. Why do you believe that music plays such a powerful role in strengthening faith?
Well, the truth of the matter is that if you look at many of the great Torah personalities, many of them were actually musicians and really believed in the power of music. In fact, I'll just share, there's a lot to share. Again, if somebody's interested, you're welcome to view our new book, Transform Your Emunah, in just 60 seconds. Today to see many of the sources, but just to share one little idea, beautiful idea, with where, you know, that's brought from the author of Lecha, which we sing on Friday night. He's got a commentary on the Megillas Esther, and he says a beautiful idea. He says, isn't it interesting that when you see a child that cannot fall asleep, what does one instinctively do? One sings to the child.
Yeah, and very often, yes.
The child falls. And why is that? Is it just that it's calming? I mean, that's also a rational way to explain it, but he explains in a beautiful way. He says a child has only recently come into the world, sometimes a year ago, sometimes a few months ago, whatever it might be, because a child is very young. And he's familiar with that sound because just before he came to this world, he was in a place of angels, all praising God, just singing all day, singing music all day. And when he hears that beautiful, familiar sound of the music, that is so calming, and it takes him back to that place. So again, we're asking, how powerful is music? Ultimately, and I'll share one other small idea, the Torah itself is called a song. I won't quote all the psukim now, but if you read the verses in the Torah, when Hashem commands us with the mitzvah of writing, and I think that's the next talk of the show, it actually, the way it's introduced is and write for yourself this song. The Torah is referred to as a song because ultimately our whole purpose in life is to sing to God if we appreciate Him and we appreciate the amazing gifts that He gives us every day. It's all really one and the same thing. Torah, mitzvahs, song, inspiration, it's really all one and the same thing.
That's very beautiful the way you explained that. Emunah, would you agree with the translation that it means faith or belief? And in today's world, with so much noise and confusion and struggle, how can someone practically build or rebuild their emunah on a daily basis?
Well, I'm so glad that you just asked this question because this is the golden question. You know, there's many sources that speak about, and again, I won't go through it now, but exactly what we've done with our book, Transform Your Emunah in Just 60 Seconds a Day, which Bezrat Hashem will be launched for the first time in South Africa on Monday evening at the base at 7:30, as you mentioned. Exactly what we've done here is taken many, many, many Torah sources that speak about Emunah, over 300 of them, and just paraphrase them into English in a beautiful, easy-to-read way in 60 seconds a day. So if one wants to build their Emunah, one thing to do is expose oneself in the first place just to what Emunah is really all about. And that's really the idea of this book. That's the first thing that really one can do. But just to take it one step further, you know, many, many explanations and Torah commentaries bring that to explain Emunah is relatively easy. It's almost, if we had 20 minutes now, we could almost give, we're not going to do that now and focus on that now. We could almost give a crash course on what Emunah is, how to build it from A to Z, and then you're done. But there's one thing to just know the information. Our real life's work is to take that information and truly be able to internalize it to a point that, you know, when one is living with Emunah, it leads to all the beautiful things in the world. You know, of course, we're human beings and we feel pain, but in terms of the panic, and that, you know, being feeling frightened, a life of Emunah gets rid of those feelings. And of course, when one is living with true Emunah, this is literally the highest antidepressant that we have, the highest antidote to anything against happiness. Because when one realizes that they're in God's hands and they're able to have a personal relationship with Him, and I put this out there to anybody who's listening right now, sometimes one feels like Emunah, one has to be, you know, that's for the great scholars, that's for very holy people. That is just completely false. Emunah is for every single person, regardless of their religious observance. And if one will take the time to read through many of the sources, one will see. I'll share one small idea and then I'll give it back to you. Just to make this a bit of a talk, you know, it's about Emunah, just a beautiful Torah idea. There's a beautiful Ramban who brings the verse that says, okay, so the verse of the Ramban says, as the Ramban brings as follows, is a famous verse which says, "Betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov," which means trust in Hashem, and then the two latter words are, and do good. So again, first the verse says, trust in Hashem, and thereafter it says, and do good. And the Ramban explains beautifully, of course, we all should try our best to do as many mitzvot as we can, as many good things, and stay away from bad. But we see in this verse that the opportunity to trust in Hashem is completely independent of our actions, regardless of where a person is holding, regardless of what we may have done. Everybody from today has the opportunity to tap into this beautiful gift of Emunah, everyone in their own way. And again, it's a whole world on its own, and that's what we're trying to come do, an Emunah Inspiration event together on Monday night, Bezrat Hashem, as well as the book, and we hope to share more there. But I give it back over to you if you'd like to ask anything further.
Reuven, yes. What has been the most powerful feedback or moment that you've experienced while sharing your teachings or performing at events like the one you're going to do on Monday at the base?
It's hard to encapsulate one particular moment, and maybe I'd have to think for a long time, but there's been many, many moments, be it in just a discussion around the table with people or at an event, or I also have a WhatsApp group, which and everyone's invited to join. You can visit that via the website, transformyouremunah.com, post a daily inspiration. And people all the time, you know, reaching out about how really life becomes so much more manageable. We want to go, you know, many a time when we deal with life, when we feel we're almost able to be in control, we almost don't have to deal with emunah and tap into the power of emunah. But when a person reaches a dramatic situation, like all the money in the world cannot help me anymore, like a major illness or like a major crisis in any other form that it might take, and there's no solution, that is very often which is the where there's a make it or break it for people. Sometimes, unfortunately, just things are too hard and there's a... But many a time, that's when people turn around and realize, whoa, there's actually nothing else in the world except for reaching out to God and building my personal relationship. And again, every single one of us has the opportunity to do so. There's so many things I can share. Some religious, some completely irreligious, that have had, that have come over and have just, you know, mentioned that the power of when they tapped into that emunah, that just simple emunah without getting complicated. What is it? I mean, just the opportunity to open up your mouth today and say, God, Hashem, whatever you want, Hashem, whatever you want to say, Hashem, thank you, or Hashem, help me, Hashem, I don't know what to do. And when one really starts to build that belief, it's the most liberating feeling. And so many accounts of so many people, you know, coming forward and saying, literally saved their lives because not knowing where to turn. Somebody, the someone who runs the world. So again, there's many, many powerful moments. But, we'll share more of them, Bezrat Hashem, on Monday night.
And then lastly, about Monday night at 7:30 at the base, you've opened the evening to both men and women. What is actually going to happen Monday evening, and what do you hope that each person walks away with, regardless of where they are in their spiritual journey?
My dream in life, if there's somebody, if there's something that I can give to anybody, it's really the gift of emunah. Again, it's a journey. It's a journey for all of us. It doesn't matter who, it doesn't matter how spiritually advanced the person might be, whether very far or whether very minimally exposed to anything about Judaism or spirituality. The journey of emunah is available to everybody. And my dream and passion is just to please God, help people to climb just a little bit further in their own journey. It's their own relationship with Hashem, their own opportunity. But combining the forces of just sometimes a powerful song, which if one has experienced this, you'll know immediately what I'm talking about. And if one hasn't, hopefully maybe Monday night will be the first time. When you just hear a deep song, something which is beyond words, sometimes that is what just inspires a person and motivates a person just to take just a step forward in their own journey. Sometimes just learning about the process itself, a little bit more about it, but I just often just haven't had the opportunity to be educated about what is the opportunity about emunah. It's a nice word. It's a nice talk. It almost seems like a great thing for the great sages, but what exactly is it? But when one actually brings it down in a very practical way, how one can actually start today, how you can talk to Hashem today, in your own words, in English, in a very real life, practical way. So, but really digesting that, that's really my and hope and dream, that we should all be able to really digest the truth. Many people, and this is for another time, I'm not going to go into this discussion now. You know, some people may have questions on the existence of God and the veracity of the Torah, those type of questions. Now, that's for another time. But many people do believe in God and do accept the Torah some degree, or at the first, just believing in a God, for most people, that is something which is and relatively easy to accept. But to truly believe that, to truly internalize that belief is really our life's work. Because again, when I'm having a challenge in my life, if I really believe in a God, what is my first step? Is it to ask him to help me before I make my other efforts? Or is it, do I forget to talk to him, etc.? So again, it's really internalizing. It's in three words. It's making Hashem real.
Reuben, you've spoken so beautifully, and I feel so inspired after just chatting with you. I can only but imagine how we're going to feel Monday night. That is Reuben Garber, the founder of Transform Your Emunah. He's an author and inspirational musician, and he will be performing and Monday night, 7:30 at the base. There will also be the launch of what he mentioned, his book, and the base 32 Sunny Road, Glen Hazel. This sounds like something you're not going to want to miss. Ruben, thanks for your time.